Thank you, President. It is an honor for me to be invited to share a few remarks with you graduates at this commencement. I'm actually here representing the Commissioner, Elder Kerr, and bring you his love and greetings. Since he'll be completing his assignment as Commissioner on August 1st, he would like to have been here this afternoon and participate in this last commencement before the end of his service. However, most of you might know that he has been called as the new Temple President of the Logan Temple and is busy preparing for that assignment. Therefore, he asked that I would come and represent him today. Graduation is a time when you receive a lot of advice and counsel and guidance for your future. Some comes from parents, friends, spouses, and even commencement speakers. Some of that counsel will be good and some will soon be forgotten, but I would commend you to remember what you just heard from President Clark and apply it in your life wherever you may go. As I have reflected on what I could share with you today, I've been impressed by the Spirit to share some thoughts that are as much for me as they are for you. I hope that you may have an occasion to remember them or a little of what I have to say, and hopefully it'll make a difference in your lives or in the lives of those that you will touch. I would like to address briefly the importance of using what you have gained while obtaining an education in learning to ask questions. One of the evidence of an education is the ability to think. Another is the ability to ask appropriate questions. Asking thoughtful questions of those who are uniquely qualified to share their insights and inspirations with you can be an enriching blessing as you continue to learn throughout your life. There are many great questions to ponder. Some interesting ones come from listening to little children, such as, why do birds that can't fly have wings? Do bees sneeze? Do worms have eyes? What is lightning good for? Why does cutting an onion make you cry? If you learn too much, does your brain get full? And this is always an interesting one. Will kissing kill you? As we get older and learn more, we tend to ask deeper and more probing questions, both intellectually and spiritually. We all enjoy the blessings of the Restoration, priesthood ordinances, the Book of Mormon, and the revelations found in the Doctrine and Covenants, all because Joseph asked. A carefully considered question can open our minds and our hearts to new vistas of understanding and deeper spiritual insights. The more questions you ask, the more you will learn. The more you learn, the more questions we will have until we eventually come to know the truth of all things, which is defined in the Revelations as a knowledge of things as they are and as they were and as they are to come. Before my father died, he once lamented that one of the challenges of getting older was that when you're finally old enough to know all of the answers, people stop asking you the questions. Although my children may argue to the contrary, I know that I am not old. And the reason that I know that is because by my father's standard at least, not only do I not know all of the answers, I'm still learning many of the questions. Great insight and wisdom can be gained by asking questions of those who have a wealth of knowledge based on their academic achievements and through their life's experiences. Another evidence of an educated mind is to find interest in learning about others, what they do and what they know, and being able to bring out the best in them. One of my favorite stories, contrasting being self-absorbed versus bringing out the best in others, comes from a story in Victorian England. Two of the most noted British politicians and statesmen of the 19th century were Benjamin Disraeli and William Gladstone. They were political rivals and both served in the British Parliament for most of their lives, Disraeli for 44 years and Gladstone for 62. They alternated serving as prime minister several times during their careers, depending on which of the two political parties was in power. While attending a number of formal banquets, Lady Jenny Churchill, who was the mother of Sir Winston Churchill, was privileged to sit next to each one of these leaders. Later, she was asked by a friend what she had learned from these great men. She replied, "When I left the dining room after sitting next to Gladstone, I thought he was the cleverest man in England. But when I sat next to Disraeli, I left feeling that I was the cleverest woman." a great example of the consummate learner, one who is interested in and learning from others, was President Eyring's father. Professor Henry Eyring was one of the world's most notable and respected chemists of his day. During his career, he received every honor and award, both nationally and internationally, available in the field of chemistry, with the exception of the Nobel Prize. And some believed that he should have received it as well. Even with all of his education and experience, Brother Eyring was always seeking to learn from other people, regardless of their station in life. One example comes from an event that was shared by President Eyring. One afternoon on his way home from the university, Professor Eyring stopped at a service station to get gas for his car. Now, for those of you who don't know what a service station is, once upon a time when you stopped to get gas, a person actually came out, filled up your tank, checked your oil, washed your windshield, processed the payment, and all with a smile on his face. So while waiting for the service to be completed, Professor Eyring got out of his car and struck up a conversation with the young attendant. When he got back in the car, his son, Henry, asked why he had spent time talking to a gas station attendant. Brother Eyring wisely and correctly noted, "Look, I can learn something from anybody. Everyone has had experiences that I haven't had." Engaging a person in a conversation which allows you to, or allows them to open up and share what they have learned in life, is a great social skill that will benefit you tremendously. Some are more gifted at this than others, but we are counseled to seek earnestly the best gifts. One more example that was demonstrated in a meeting with Elder David B. Haight. He was assigned to come to our state conference a number of years ago, and it was an unforgettable experience. In addition to the tremendous spiritual counsel, guidance, and wisdom that he shared as a special witness of Jesus Christ, I was very impressed watching him at a dinner between our Saturday meetings. He would engage one person in a conversation about his work, family, interests, etc., and then ask very insightful and knowledgeable questions about whatever topic was being discussed, to try to understand that person more deeply. Then he would engage another person in the same way and head off in an entirely different direction with the same depth of, and insight of questions about any new topic. His breadth of knowledge, education, and experience were remarkable, and he demonstrated it not by telling them what he knew, but by asking questions and allowing others to share their knowledge and at the same time learn from an apostle in the process. President Hinckley also was a man of tremendous spiritual and intellectual capacity. His knowledge was vast and his curiosity was keen. He was always asking questions. At one point in my career, when I started meeting regularly with the First Presidency on business-related matters, I was counseled by my colleague to always be prepared. He had observed in his experience that President Hinckley would always ask questions, and his questions had one of three objectives. Number one, his natural curiosity drove him to want to learn what he could from each person that he would meet. Second, he would want to know whether, in this case, I knew my responsibilities and knew what I was talking about so he wouldn't have to worry about my job. And third, he would use the questioning process to teach a principle to someone else sitting in that meeting. I always had to be prepared because I was never sure which of the three, or perhaps all three concurrently, were going on. I can assure you that the current First Presidency is equally blessed with natural curiosity and tremendous spiritual and intellectual capacity. It is a great blessing to be able to work with them and try to anticipate the kinds of questions that they might ask as we prepare to share issues related to all aspects of the church educational system, including BYU-Idaho, with them. You have learned a lot while being a student and are now anxious to go out and apply your knowledge and impress those who offered you a job and are willing to pay you for what you have learned. However, rather than just telling them how much you know, don't forget to be observant and to ask questions of those who have great experience and then listen for wise counsel and things that you might learn and be able to apply in your own life. As the scripture says, "Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.